When do you know you're wise? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Wiser to What? Our scripture reference today is Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 38. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Every day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives, as it was called. And all the people would get up early in the morning to listen to him in the temple. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus told his disciples to not squander their time. Leave drunkenness to those unconcerned about the coming day, and unburden your hearts of the anxieties of life. He had just told them of a coming desolation. The distress of those days would outweigh any worry of today. And although these signs mean redemption is drawing near, the time will be no walk in the park. Luke wrote those words after the fall of Jerusalem in 70 CE. So those reading his Jesus story had that experience in their mind. The memory was still a part of their lives. And you can imagine the basic questions. Why did this happen? How could this happen? Josephus, the ancient historian, concluded it happened because it was God's desire. That out of the experience, God would, quote, make us wiser by our calamities, end quote. It's hard for me to decide what God let happen, and it's always challenging to speak to God's reasoning, misguided often, to say the least. But for today, let's go with a desire of God's to make us wise and ask, wiser to what? Jesus' words stand in light of the great city's fall. He could see it coming. He mourned the people's unwillingness to gather under him in peace and holiness. The charge he gave his disciples then serves also as a warning about their heart's focus. How could they see what he knew was coming if their focus was not where his was? Of course, Jesus could very well sit down with us today and ask the same of us. None of us knows what the future holds. What next great calamity will we face? We're left to guess. In light of that, let me offer you two wise assignments. First, reflect on what you and we have already faced. What did we learn from experiences we have endured through? And second, decide your focus is with Jesus. Not your leftover moments of the day, not your 1 hour of church from time to time. Follow the Lord with passion and zeal. And pray, as the old hymn says, that God would open my eyes that I may see. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.